Well, good morning. It is May 11th, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we are going to be picking up in Numbers chapter 20. We're going to be reading Psalm 58 and 59. We are going to pick up in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 8, and then we're going to read to chapter 10, verse 4, and then we are going to read James chapter 3. So let's get in the Word today. Numbers chapter 20. Numbers chapter 20 today. If I can find my place. Then came the children of Israel, even the whole congregation, to the desert of Zin in the first month, and the people abode in Kadesh, and Miriam died there and was buried there. And there was no water for the congregation, and they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron. And the people chode with Moses and spake, saying, Would God that we had died when our brethren died before the Lord! And why have ye brought up the congregation of the Lord into the wilderness, that we and our cattle should die there? And wherefore have ye made us to come up out of Egypt, to bring us in unto this evil place? It is no place of seed, or figs, or vines, or of pomegranates, neither is there any water to drink. And Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly into the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and they fell upon their faces, and the glory of the Lord appeared unto them. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Take the rod, and gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron and thy brother, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth his water, and thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock, and so thou shalt give the congregation and their beasts to drink. And Moses took the rod from before the Lord, and he commanded him, as he had commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock, and he said unto them, Hear now, ye rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock? And Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice. And the water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beasts also. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, Because ye believe me not, to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore ye shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. This is the water of Meribah, because the children of Israel strove with the Lord, and he was sanctified in them. And Moses sent messengers from Kadesh unto the king of Edom. Thus saith thy brother Israel, Thou knowest all the travail that hath befallen us, how our fathers went down into Egypt, and we have dwelt in the land of Egypt a long time, and the Egyptians vexed us and our fathers. And when we cried out unto the Lord, we heard our voice, he heard our voice, and sent an angel, and hath brought us forth out of Egypt. And behold, we are in Kadesh, a city in the uttermost of thy border. Let us pass, I pray thee, through thy country, and we will not pass through the fields or through the vineyards, neither will we drink of the water of the wells. We will go by the king's highway, and we will not turn to the right hand nor to the left, until we have passed thy borders. And Edom said unto them, Thou shalt not pass by me, lest I come out against thee with the sword. And the children of Israel said unto him, We will go by the highway, and if I and my cattle drink of the water, then I will pay for it. I only, without doing anything else, go through on thy feet. And he said, Thou shalt not go through. And Edom came out against him with much people and with a strong hand. And thus Edom refused to give Israel passage through the border, wherefore Israel turned away from him. And the children of Israel, even the whole congregation, journeyed from Kadesh and came unto Mount Hor. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in Mount Hor by the coast of the land of Edom, saying, Aaron shall be gathered unto his people, for he shall not enter unto the land which I have given unto the children of Israel, because ye rebelled against my word at the waters of Meribah. Take Aaron and Eleazar his son, and bring them up unto Hor, and strip Aaron of his garments, and put them upon Eleazar his son, and Aaron shall be gathered up his people, and there shall he die. And Moses did as the Lord commanded, and they went up into Mount Hor in the sight of all the congregation. And Moses stripped Aaron of his garments and put them on Eleazar his son. And Aaron died there in the top of the mount. And Moses and Eleazar came down from the mount. And when all the congregation saw that Aaron was dead, they mourned for Aaron 30 days, even all the house of Israel. That was Numbers chapter 20. Let's move on over to Psalms 58 and 59. Psalm 58 and 59. Psalm 58, to the chief musician, Altakith, Miktam of David. Do ye indeed speak righteousness, O congregation? Do ye judge uprightly, O ye sons of men? Yea, in heart ye work wickedness. Ye weigh the violence of your hands in the earth. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. Their poison is like poison of serpents. They are like the deaf adder that stoppeth her ears, which will not hearken to the voice of the charmers, nor charming never so wisely. Break their teeth, O God, in their mouth. Break out the great teeth of the young lions, O Lord. Let them melt away as waters which continually run. When he bendeth his bow to shoot his arrows, let them be as cut in pieces, as a snail which melteth. Let every one of them pass away, like the untimely birth of a woman, that they may not see the sun. Before your pots can feel the thorns, he shall take them away, as with a whirlwind, both living and in his wrath. The righteous shall rejoice when he seeth the vengeance, and he shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked. And so that a man shall say, Verily, there is a reward for the righteous. Verily, he is a God that judgeth in the earth. Psalm 59. To the chief musician, Altakith, Miktam of David, when Saul sent, and they watched the house to kill him. Deliver me from mine enemies, O my God. Defend me from them that rise up against me. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity, and save me from bloody men. For lo, they lie in wait for my soul. The mighty are gathered against me. Not for my transgressions, nor for my sins, O Lord. They run and prepare themselves without my fault. Awake to help me, and behold. Thou therefore, O Lord, God of hosts, the God of Israel, awake to visit all the heathen. And be not merciful to any wicked transgressor. They return at evening. They make a noise like a dog and go round about the city. Behold, they belch out with their mouths. Swords are in their lips. For who, say they, doth hear? But thou, O Lord, shalt laugh at them. Thou shalt have all the heathen in derision. Because of his strength will I wait upon thee, for God is my defense. The God of my mercy shall prevent me. God shall let me see my desire upon mine enemies. Slay them not, lest my people forget. Scatter them by thy power, and bring them down, O Lord, our shield. For the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride, and for cursing and lying which they speak. Consume them in wrath, consume them, that they may not be. And let them know that God ruleth in Jacob unto the ends of the earth. And at the evening let them return, and let them make a noise like a dog, and go round about the city. Let them wander up and down for meat, and grudge if they be not satisfied. But I will sing of thy power, yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the evening. For thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing, for God is my defense, and the God of my mercy. That was Psalm 58 and 59. Let's move on over to Isaiah. Isaiah, we're going to pick up in chapter 9, verse 8, and then we're going to read to chapter 10, verse 4. Isaiah 9, 8. The Lord sent a word, excuse me. The Lord sent a word into Jacob, and it hath lighted upon Israel. And all the people shall know, even Ephraim and the inhabitants of Samaria, that say in the pride and stoutness of heart, The bricks are fallen down, but we will build with hewn stones. The sycamores are cut down, but we will change them into cedars. And therefore the Lord shall set up the adversaries of Rezin against them, and join these enemies together, the Syrians before and the Philistines behind, and they shall devour Israel with an open mouth. For all this is anger, all this is his anger, is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. For the people turneth not unto him that smiteth them, neither do they seek the Lord of hosts. And therefore the Lord will cut off from Israel head and tail, branch and rush in one day. The ancient and honorable, he is the head, and the prophet that teacheth lies, he is the tail. For the leaders of his people cause them to err, and they that are led of them are destroyed. And therefore the Lord shall have no joy in their young men, neither shall have mercy on their fatherless and widows. For every one is a hypocrite and an evildoer, and every mouth speaketh folly. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. For wickedness burneth as the fire, and it shall devour the briars and thorns, and shall kindle in the thicket of the forest, and they shall mount up like the lifting up of smoke. And through the wrath of the Lord of hosts in the land darkened, and the people shall be as the fuel of the fire, and no man shall spare his brother. He shall snatch on the right hand and be hungry, and he shall eat on the left hand, and they shall not be satisfied. They shall eat every man the flesh of his own arm. Manasseh and they together shall be against Judah. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. Chapter 10. Woe unto them that decree unrighteous decrees, and that write grievous which they have prescribed, to turn aside the needy from judgment, and to take away the right from the people, the poor of my people, and widows may be their prey, and that they may rob the fatherless. And what will ye do in the day of visitation, and the desolation which shall come from afar? To whom will ye flee for help, and where will ye leave for your glory? Without me, they shall bow down unto the prisoners, and they shall fall under the slain. For all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. That was Isaiah chapter 9, verse 8 to chapter 10, verse 4. Let's move on over to James for our final reading. James chapter 3. James chapter 3. James 3. My brethren, be not many teachers, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all, and if any man offend not in word, and same is a perfect man, the same is the perfect man, and able to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth, that they may obey us, and then we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which, though they be so great, and are driven of fierce winds, yet they turn about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so, the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity, and so is the tongue among our members. And it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast, and of bird, and of serpent, and of thing in the sea is tamed, and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. And therefore bless we God, even the Father, and therefore curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessings and cursings. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. Doth the fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries? Either a vine fig, and so can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of his good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your heart, glory not, and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Well, amen. That was our reading today for May 11th, 2022. Make sure that if you haven't done so, to leave a comment or leave a reaction to the video, and I'll be sure to mark that off on my list. But thank you all so much for being so faithful every day. Stick with it, and before you know it, we'll have read the entire Bible together once again. But that said, let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father, I thank you for another day that you've given to us. Lord, I praise you for this word. Lord, I pray that you would help us to obey you. Lord, as we read of Moses, Lord, you wanted him to speak to the rock, but he didn't do that. He struck the rock, and God, you punished him. God, we read of all of David's troubles, Lord, in the Psalms, and all of those things that he was going through, God, that you guided him and you led him through, Lord, and we read of, Lord, we read of James and that warning against the tongue and how it's a fire, it's a small fire that sets many things on fire, and Lord, Lord, we're reminded that we need your grace each and every single day. We need your grace to first and foremost obey you, God, so that we might not dishonor you or hurt others, Lord. And Lord, I pray that you would just help us today to eliminate those sins, Lord. Help us and grow us, Lord. Help us to honor you in all things, and help us to just give you the glory in obedience, Lord, I pray, starting with myself. And so, Lord, I pray that for my brothers and sisters. Give us a good day in you and help us to honor you in all things. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Have a good one, everybody. Bye now.